Welcome to the Adventures in Podcasting.
RSS, XML, what is that? Podcasting, you just wanted a new toy. Untrue. All this stuff is cool, and it can change K-12 education. Welcome to Adventures in Podcasting. My name's Sean Wheeler, and at the time of this podcast, I'm the director of IMT Services and Training for the Peoria Unified School District. That's Arizona, by the way. Hey, these podcasts, well, they're an audio archive, and my adventures in bringing RSS and podcasting to the students and community of PUSD. Sit back and enjoy the ride. Alrighty, welcome back. This is podcast number 115 for Sunday, July 13, 2008, here in the Valley of the Sun, and it's humid. It's that time of year. Hey, did you dig that new tune? This is the first episode of Volume 4. Can you believe that? I don't know. It actually hadn't been 4 years, and I still don't remember how I came up with when to change volumes, but hey, we did it. July 13th, 2008. Episode 1, well, really it's episode 115, because I'm not starting over, but it is volume 4, so that's where we are, and this is Adventures in Podcasting. All right, folks, in this episode, like always, I've got PSD podcasting updates, followed by PSD RSS updates, which nothing's going on, but, you know, hey, that's okay. School's out right now. RSS and podcasting tools, found some cool, actually, I didn't find anything this week. I've been playing, doing other things, but had a couple great emails to share some cool stuff with you. They shared with me, so I'm passing them along. And then finally, other items worth mentioning. I'll give you a sneak preview. It's somebody's birthday. Hey, Terry, happy birthday. All right, folks, I will be right back, and we'll get started. That's what we'll do. I'll be right back, and we'll get started. All right, I'll be right back. Alrighty, I said I was coming back, and I am. I did. I'm back here. So, PSD podcasting updates. What do we have new going on in the past week? Well, let's see. We have a new intro that you've already heard for Adventures in Podcasting. In fact, there's even a new exit, but you're going to have to wait a few minutes to find that out. I can't tell you how long it's going to be. You have to wait because I haven't got that far yet, but I'm not going to tell you it's going to be a short show because every time I do that, I lie. So I won't tell you it's going to be a short show, but we do have a new exit for you. So I have been on vacation this past week. However, the week prior to that, which I didn't talk to you last Sunday, which meant I was doing something else, but nonetheless, I had a couple things going on. In fact, I had 3 classes that week, so I had a lot of fun, and one of those classes was a podcasting class. Not a huge turnout like I had been whining about all summer long, but nonetheless, I had a group of folks come in, and actually, it was really kind of funny, because I had one lady come in, and she just told me flat out, she goes, look, Sean, I'm trying to get some credits so I can move over on the salary schedule. Yeah, I understand how that works, and so she sat down, and by the time she walked out of the class, I think she's kind of converted and really digs this stuff. And, you know, it'll be really interesting to see if she actually really does do anything. Well, I'll be fascinated. But, you know, it was kind of cool because she at least walked out of the room and said, hey, this is really neat, and I see some value in this for my classroom. And I think that's cool. So maybe she'll even go back and talk about it. But nonetheless, the other folks that were in the room were very excited about it. And from there, we went on and had a movie maker class. And, you know, that was kind of fun because I only had one person in the podcasting class who was talking about doing video, and that was okay because normally I always get 2 or 3 people that they finally get into this mode and they want to put all this effort into video and so forth, but I only had one person that was that wanted to do that, and ironically, she had a very, very good reason to do video. She teaches sign language, so if there's ever a reason for video casting, that would be one in my brain. So she also stayed with me for the following 2 classes, which were Movie Maker and the Movie Maker Lab. And in fact, I had about almost everybody in the podcasting class come back, with the exception of one, come back and do the Movie Maker class, and we had a good time in that. The lab was, my favorite quote at the end of the lab was, one of the ladies looks at me and she says, do you realize I just spent 4.5 hours making a 7-minute video? And I just smiled and said, yep, I've been sitting here the whole time. And I said, now you know why this has really never taken off. So, again, one of the reasons I love audio so much. And, you know, all she could do is smile and say, I see your point. And since she had been in the class on Tuesday with me, she saw the point very well. So, had a good time. Ooh, man, that's pretty wild. Okay, note to self, don't smack the desk when the mic's on. Okay, that was kind of funny. At any rate, that was really cool. Had a good time with that. And the lady who does sign language, she came in with the flip video camera that I talked about. I think it was in the last episode, and she came in with the flip video. I got to play with that bad boy, and man, is that thing cool! There are a couple things I'd like it if it had, but nonetheless, it was really, really cool. Shockingly good video on it. Sound, considering it's got a built-in condenser mic, was absolutely, I wouldn't say phenomenal, but it was doggone good. And that's a technical term, by the way, doggone good. But, you know, really, really fascinating video quality for that thing. And I did have to install a driver. I could download stuff from it, but I couldn't play it until I put their codec in it. But not a big deal. I mean, it comes with a CD. And actually, I think I pulled it off the web. I don't recall now. But nonetheless, it was super, super cool. And basically what she's going to do is set that puppy up on a chair. I don't believe it has a spot for a tripod mount, although that would be an excellent addition to that thing. I don't recall if the RCA does or not, but nonetheless, wicked cool, very, very neat thing. So, you know what? If you've got a use for a very inexpensive flash style video camera, man, that's something to take a look at. That would be the flip video I talked about in I think it was podcast 113 or 114. So give that a check out. And so that pretty much brings us to the end of the podcasting updates. As I said, I spent the rest of the time on vacation. I've been on vacation this week, although you'd never know because I spent a lot of time doing some other stuff, although I did get my yard cleaned up, and that was good. So let's move into something that I'm going to say is very short. RSS and PSD RSS updates. I can't really speak much of that. Again, I was enjoying my time off. And, I guess on this note, I'm going to say it's probably time to start talking a little bit more about this. So at the beginning of the year, and since I think I'm 3 weeks away from actually seeing folks come back to work, although I'm discovering that teachers never leave anymore, I do an intro or a welcome back email. It's lengthy and long, and I usually do an audio cast of it as well. But I think I'm going to throw in some stuff on RSS this year, and maybe it's time for a resurrection of tips and tricks or some twist of it or something like that. And for those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about, tips and tricks, I used to do an e-newsletter, and had a lot of fun with that over the years. But I got after 7 years, I got tired of it. I wanted to move on to something else, hence what I'm doing now. But nonetheless, maybe some sort of that needs to come back and do something. So, yeah, we'll see what happens on that. You know, I can talk big while I'm sitting here in my office and nobody hears me. But we'll see what happens on that. So that kind of takes care of what I'm not doing with RSS right now. So let's move into some other things. And I got some great emails this week. In fact, I got two emails that were actually several, but from two folks that were just dynamite. So from the research department, also known as Peggy George, she sent me this link. I think it was Thursday, and I just happened to wander into my office here at the house, and I looked down at my email. I had an email from Peg, and I was, you know, again, I'm on vacation, so I'm very selective about what I opened this week. And she said, "Hey, I'm actually watching this Ustream right now by Alice Barr." And this is really cool. And basically, I had a few minutes to burn, so I sat down and clicked the link, and I actually watched some of this happen live. And what was going on was her class was showing off their final projects, and they were doing a live stream of it. So there was a chat room going on. I got to read some of that. I didn't log in. I can't find my Ustream account stuff. But nonetheless, I got to watch the chat that was going on. I got to watch what was going on in the cast. And the couple that I got to see while I had a moment to sit there and look at were really, really cool. And the best thing that happened when I went back to get the link today is she kept the video on her Ustream site. So I've got a link in the show notes here for you to check that out. But it says the description says the video is the class's final project for the learning to use podcasting and video casting for teaching and learning. And one of them that I saw was, I just kind of had to grin, and I fired a note to Peggy because it was turning a PowerPoint into a video, which you've probably heard me talk about several times in the past. In fact, I've got a couple that I've done on my personal site as well. So I had to smile and go, "Yahoo, I think that's great," which makes me want to go back and watch the rest of this. So maybe later tonight I will get a chance to go back and do that. But check that out. Some good stuff in there. And also, there is a wiki space that goes along with that class, and it's, of course, on Wiki Spaces. And I'm not going to read the link to you because it's in the show notes, so check them out. But that is loaded up with a lot of good content on it. And this is a part that's just so cool now because, you know, two and a half years into this, whatever I've been doing this now, I'm seeing just a monster swell of a lot of different people out there putting resources together, a lot of people talking about it. Yeah, absolutely, we're all saying the same thing, which just validates everything that we're all saying. And the more of us that are talking about it, the more of us that are evangelizing it, the better chance of implementation this is going to have. And, yeah, we're still out there on a bleeding edge, but that's okay. You know, if it wasn't for somebody bleeding once in a while, we wouldn't get to where we got. Also, there is a link on this to the ISTE SIGT supplemental resource guide, and since I was looking at this earlier, I need to go back and find that. Come on, computer, wake up! There it is. And this has got a lot of handouts and documents from different presentations, and this is pretty cool. Of course, this page is on podcasting, and it's got presenter handouts, documents, slideshows, and so forth. So there's the podcasting video by Lee LaFever, and I actually have not seen this. I'm going to have to watch this when we're done. I love Lee LaFever stuff. So cool. But again, we've got a webinar, we've got podcasting rubrics, which somebody asked me about that the other day, so I did bookmark this in my Delicious account, and need to remember this rubrics in here. Like I said, somebody shot me an email the other day about that. And speaking of Peggy, she just emailed me. Hi, Peggy. I'll tell her I'm podcasting in a minute. Understanding podcasting, Podjucate Me, podcasting resources and tutorials. So you want to be a podcaster? Oh, I remember how I got this sent to me. Peggy put me on here. So yay, thanks, Peggy. And we got another podcasting basic online course. Great ideas of podcasting, on and on and on and on. Oh, ooh, I love it. Audacity tutorial for podcasters. Hey, I might have to take a look at that and put that in my Web 2 class. That's the best part about all this sharing and this social work that we're all doing, is we don't have to reinvent the wheel every step of the way. Wonderful stuff in here, so check this link out. This thing just scrolls on and on and on and on. There's lots of good stuff in here. Of course, links to royalty-free music, which is always important. Again, it's got a link in here, another Lee LaFever video on RSS in plain English. If you haven't seen it, watch it. And, oh, looky there, there's another thing on what is RSS. Boy, this is really cool. Thanks, Peg, for doing all this. Yeah, I'm loving this. This is wonderful. So, nonetheless, you need to check that out. I'm very pleased with this stuff, and I can spend the better part of my evening right up until In Plain Sight comes on tonight, because I'm going to watch that, too. So, good stuff there. So, thank you, Peggy, for those three links. And with that, I'm going to do some transition music and come back with other items worth mentioning. I'll be right back. And we're back with other items worth mentioning, and this one's an important one. My good friend across the pond, Mr. Terry Friedman, is 57 years young today. Terry, happy birthday to you, sir. Check out Terry's website at terry-friedman.org.uk. Of course, easiest way is just Google Terry Friedman and check out his website. It's always, always loaded with good, good information. And you can sign up for some newsletters from him, and of course there's some other wonderful things on that site as well. And of course he does a couple podcasts also, so great stuff on there. So give Terry a read there when you get a chance. And of course we wish him happy birthday. Also, like I said before, I got a couple emails this week, and I got a couple from Helen Padgett, and I actually had been doing some work with her and her husband this week, and I got a great email from her. It was yesterday or today, I don't remember now, but nonetheless, she writes, based on our discussions on Friday, here are some important links I thought you'd like. And the discussion we were talking about was Thomas Friedman's book, The World is Flat, and if you've been listening to me for any amount of time, you probably know that I love that book, and I think it's in version 2 now. I read version 1 twice, and then I actually had that work. Oh, I got on Audible and pulled in the extended there, what was added to the version 2 of it as well. Just great, great stuff in there. And, of course, you know, loving The World is Flat, she started talking to me about the Flat Classroom Project by Julie Lindsay and Vicki Davis. excuse me, pardon me. And nonetheless, she sent me a link to that, and I got to believe I've seen this website before, but I'll be darned if I couldn't find it anywhere in Adventures in Podcasting. So, maybe I read it one time and don't recall it, but nonetheless, I got it in. It's in the show notes today, so I'll find it. And, of course, I linked it in my Delicious, and because it's a wiki space, I asked to join it, and so it'll always be in my my wiki spaces that I belong to, provided they let me in. But talk about some good stuff in that website as well. And this thing is just loaded, as with everything out here. Wonderful stuff in here. So this is something cool that I wanted to share with you because it was shared with me, and I think that's important. And also, she put a link in here to something called the Horizon Project. And looking at this website, like I said, I have not had enough time to really digest what this does. But, you know, in the opening paragraph, it talks about since the launch of this, the NMC has held an ongoing series of conversations and dialogues with hundreds of technology professionals, campus technologists, faculty leaders from colleges, universities, and representatives of leading corporations. And then it goes on to say each advisory board considers the results of these dialogues and also looks at a wide range of articles, published and unpublished research papers and websites, generates a list of technologies, trends, challenges, issues that knowledgeable people in technology industry, higher education, and museums are thinking about. Wow. And this is, this just, man, this thing just sounds cool. So this is something, you know, I'm going to burn some time in here. And looking at some of the folks on the Horizon Project Advisory Board, there's a few names in here I recognize. And certainly people that are doing things around the country, and certainly in Web 2. And so this is going to be dynamite, and I appreciate Helen sending this to me. That's the reason I wanted to share this with you. This just looks wicked cool as well. So take a look at this. And then finally, she also sent me one other email with a link to a book. Come on, computer, come back up. To a book. It's an online book, and it looks like it's published by Atomic Learning and Tech for Learning. In fact, it's on the Tech for Learning website. This is Web 2.0, From Curious to Competent. And I had it open. Let me get it. Come on, come back to life. And it's all flash-based book. Topics include blogs and blogging, podcasts for professional development, students in Web 2, an award-winning wiki project, using Web 2 tools, building professional development, getting results, and Web 2 pocket dictionary, and, of course, resources. And so this looks like something that, you know, especially considering I'm working on a Web 2 class, if I ever get that thing done, there's probably some information that I could probably utilize in my class as well. So it's just absolutely fascinating how much content's out there right now, how many people are putting out great content to help us all get a grip on this. So I'm really it's going to be fascinating to watch what happens the next couple of years, because this has really, really jumped up fast, and things are going, I won't say haywire, but certainly hog wild, with a lot of different things going on, and again, all these different things coming out available for us. So good stuff on that. And you know, wow, we can just spend a whole boatload of time working on this stuff and looking at it and so forth. So, you know, if you're looking for these things that I talk about, I keep these things linked on these show notes, as well as I keep them in my Delicious account also to make it easier. In fact, I keep it in there for me because it makes it pretty easy in future. If I think I talked about something, I actually go back and look at my Delicious show notes and find out if I actually really did say that. So cool stuff in there. So thanks, Helen, and of course thanks, Peggy, for always sharing cool stuff with me. Peggy's retired, believe it or not, but you would never know based on the amount of stuff she's doing all the time. So cool stuff. So I appreciate that from both of you ladies. And let's see, what else did I do this week? I did a little bit, not a lot, because I was working on another project for someone. But nonetheless, I did a little bit more work on my Web 2 class. About 85% done. And I've got a friend of mine that's going to actually start looking at my class and fixing my typos and grammar errors and all those good things that I normally put in anything that I write. I'm hoping to get that bad boy whipped out here soon. And once I get that done and get my T's crossed and I's dotted and all my grammar mistakes fixed up, I'll start reading into the microphone. And hopefully I'll get that bad boy up and done one of these days. So We'll see that when it gets there. Let's see. I think that pretty much wraps up all the cool stuff to talk about today. Summer podcast schedule. We're still on track every 2 weeks. July 27th is the next podcast. After that, it'll be August 10th. And I'm not going to read you all my shameless self-promotions. I've got them on the blog. Actually, I got them on the site here. But, hey, if you want to check them out or you want to share them with your friends, I'd love it if you do that. And I guess it's time to say goodbye. So, as always, my name is Sean Wheeler, and I welcome your comments and feedback. Drop me a note. You can find me at swheeler@seanwheeler.name. And remember, folks, if it's important enough to say to the class, it's important enough for the class to hear it again. Say it again with podcasting. I'm Sean, and I am gone. Thanks for joining me today. This concludes another episode of Adventures in Podcasting. On the way out, I just want to thank a few folks who've helped me out with this podcast. Intro and exit music, courtesy of Joe Seibel, who can be found on PodSafeAudio.com. Audacity Software for their outstanding and free recording software. The makers of WordPress and PodPress, which contains the show notes and creates the RSS feed for Adventures in Podcasting. Frederica Wheeler for welcoming you to today's show. And finally, GoDaddy and My Checkbook for hosting and paying for this site. Be sure to comment and tell all your friends about Adventures in Podcasting. I'm Sean Wheeler. Thank you. Have a great day.